Dessa Natalie, de que registro cívico de operación en Thomas D. H. Van Ness, Small, SMALL, date of birth 8/13/1967, place featured at Sandown, date of service 11/5/2023, with initial history and physical, patient admitted to solitary rehab, history of present illness. This is a 56-year-old male. He was brought to the hospital with altered mental status. Right-sided bung injury. Owned by the EMS. He was unconscious, lying on the sidewalk. Right arm burn and water. Patient was confused. Dented. Tachycardic, diaphragmatic, patient has partial thickness burn in the right arm, right leg, buttocks, right rib cage and face. Some neurological exam, right lower leg weakness, right arm rigidity. There was some facial asymmetry. The patient was non-verbal, not answering question. CT head. Showed large left ACA territory ischemic stroke. Patient was admitted to the IMC. Neurology consulted. Patient was not candidate for TPA. Patient was started an aspirin. Low mountain blood pressure as per stroke protocols. MRI carotid Doppler. Patient was also noted as subacute infarct at the distribution of left ACA and distal right ACA. Echo down showed just impression of 45% to 50%. Patient strength on the right leg 1/5, right arm was 2/5, the left side power was 5/5. Therapy consulted the patient. ETUT John SIVA protocol was monitored. Toxicology screen positive for cocaine, fentanyl, opiate. MRI of the brain, large subacute infarct in the left anterior cerebral artery. No evidence of hemorrhagic transformation. Local skin care was done for the burn injuries. ETOT done, and after stabilization, patient sent to the future care center. When I saw the patient today, he's lying on the bed, he's not answering any question, he's confused, he's disoriented. And is non-verbal. Past medical history. Opioid use disorders. Body substance use, history of hepatitis C, history of hepatitis B, allergies, none known, social history, substance abuse, medication upon discharge, Tylenol 650 Q for hours per and Lipitor 40 mg daily, Lovinox 40 mg substance daily, Pepsi 20 mg BID, and Adalabine. For blood pressure monitoring, I have a proof from 400 mg to 6 hours, metoprolol 25 mg daily, amlodipine 10 mg daily, aspirin 81 mg daily, the 7 40 mg daily. Neuro system, no headache, no dizziness, no nausea, no vomiting. Patient is a very poor historian. Detail your system, unable to obtain. Physical exam, patient is awake, lying on the bed. Confused, disoriented. And blood pressure 128 over 80 pulse, 62, temperature 98.1 Fahrenheit, respiration 18. Head, normocephalic, no hematoma. Eyes, anecdotic, no urinary discharge, neck supple, no JVD, chest non-tender, lungs, bilateral, get the basal heart, SMS2, abdomen soft, non-tender, often past extremities, yes, some edema on the right arm, the skin oxidation, right arm, partial thickness burns on the right arm, right leg, right buttocks, right rib cage area. He's awake, confused and disoriented. Right leg weakness, right arm weakness present. There is some facial asymmetry. And he's confused and disoriented. Assessment patient is admitted to the subacute nursing home. Status post acute CVA with right side weakness. Next line, poly substance abuse. Next line, burn right arm. Right leg, right buttock, right ribcage area. History of rhabdomyolysis. Next line, ambulatory dysfunction. Next line, change in mental status, cognitive impairment. History of hepatitis C. Next plan of care will continue on skin medication for concussion PTOT, follow up lab electrolytes. You can discuss the nursing staff further management of the patient condition. Local skin care will be done. This is the end of the presentation. Thank you.